Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Stovall.
Well, it would be a little weird. I know a few Stovalls, but I mean, I don't know the community, but
yeah.
I know the last name.
Yeah. Stovall's a very, very common last name, but it's also the name of a town here in our fine state.
Where is it?
It's in Cahoma County.
Oh, okay.
So let me pull the map back up here. I'll give you the exact location here. It is on highway. What is that? What highway is that? Doesn't tell me.
Is it a back road?
It's 61. It's not 61. No. I don't know what highway this is. It's not. Oh, it's 49. Okay. Is it 49? I guess it is.
49, or is it?
I don't know. But anyway, it's between, it's about, the looks of things, about 10, 15 minutes north. West of Clarksdale.
Okay.
So you're not too far from the river when you get to Stovall, but
not too far from Bowl, Mississippi.
Probably not.
In the Catfish Cabin.
Catfish Cabin. So there you go. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away. Go to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. And they do mean every business need. I mean, if I just sat here and read off all the wording on this flyer here, that would be the rest of the show. I mean, it's just an incredible amount of product and production they're able to put into your business. And best of all, if you're a Mississippi State fan, you can become a Bulldog Initiative business without spending any more money than you already spend each month. You already spend money on printing. Switch your business to Pip Printing and Signs. Tell them you heard about it on Bulldog Sport. Wow. Wow, Brian. Just went back in time. Tell him you heard about it here on Thunder and Lightning.
Bulldog Sports Radio?
It literally popped in. I don't know how that happened.
Is that the first time you've had that screw up in
Bulldog
like
Sports
10
Radio?
Years?
Well, it's been less than that. I mean, I stopped working for Bulldog Sports Radio in 2018. But
6 years.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't recall coming back and saying Bulldog Sports Radio. Wonder what popped that into my head. That's one of those things that's weird. Like, why did that happen? I don't know the answer.
Every now and then, I just think, you know, you get in the routine of saying things and then, you know, something will pop in. I think it happens every now and then.
Your body just, your brain just wants to mess with you sometimes, I think. So, I mean, is your email still, I won't give the whole thing, but does it still have a former website in it? That
yes.
Not even 24/7?
Yes.
Yeah, so.
I just never wanted to change the email. It's Rivals Robbie Falk.
Yeah.
And I had so much going there at that point. I was just like, I'm not going to deal with this. Just keep it. I told one of my higher-ups at On3, he was asking for my email one day to set something up, and he was like, so what's your email? I was like, Rivals Robbie Falk, and he just sent back, ha-ha, Rivals.
All right, well, we've gotten
two
stories.
Yeah, I just didn't want to change it.
Two ad reads here, so. Anyway, call Cam Baker at Pip Printing and Signs, and he'll get everything taken care of. Tell me you heard about it on Thunder and Lightning, 601-499-5216, and Cam will get everything taken care of. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for, and you are looking for it. Guys, you got to get new gear. I mean, that's just the way it's got to be. This is a new era of Mississippi State athletics. Embrace it and be part of it. And it starts with what you're wearing to the games. You got to have the new look. So do it. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. If you want to try somewhere unique for lunch today in Starkville or for dinner, you need to go to Ben 612. I know everybody thinks about the Ben as a place to go for late night, and hey, it is. It's a great place to go. But they have a fantastic menu there, burgers, sandwiches, pizzas, a lot of great stuff. They got some healthy options, too. So whatever it is you're wanting to do, you can enjoy a fantastic meal at Ben 612 right there in the middle of the Cotton District, right in the heart of it all. Enjoy a great lunch today at Ben 612. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi here to serve you. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. Let them show you what you need to know. And not only are they going to show you the location nearest you, but they're going to show you all the great ways that Priority One Bank can help you manage your money. You've done the hard work to get the money to the bank. Let Priority One Bank help you from there. Let them show you how to invest, how to manage your money, and everything else they can do for you and your family in years to come. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Got a Ticketmaster notification for some odd reason. Why did I get that? I don't know.
Because you're getting ready for Blood and Guts.
That's what it was for. Like, it popped up, and I'm like, why am I seeing these tickets? It's 3 weeks from today.
I think sometimes they send you like a thing just to keep you.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is I have Ticketmaster stuff to use on Saturday too, and it wasn't that. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. Speaking of which, by the way, 3 weeks from today, there won't be a Thunder and Lightning podcast on that Thursday. So, because Robbie and I are going to Blood and Guts,
unless we record earlier, which we've done before.
We could, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll just see where it takes. All right. No Cruton song for this, but let's just jump right into it. Baseball is starting to pick up a little bit of momentum here in the transfer portal, starting to come together a little bit, and you're starting to get an idea of what this team might look like, especially from a lineup perspective. There's still some work to do there in the pitching staff, but from a lineup perspective, Robbie, it seems like some of the pieces are starting to fall into place for Mississippi State, and they're putting together a lineup. Goes back to what we said, a week ago about there seems to be a concerted effort by Lemonis and staff to, I don't know if the word moneyball is right, but to find guys who get on base, who aren't strikeout guys, and try to build the offense in that way. And they did that again on Tuesday with the addition of Ace Reese. Now, I love the name. Wish he was a pitcher. We said that yesterday. That's I can't believe he's not a pitcher with a name like Ace Reese. But a really solid prospect from the University of Houston that should shore up Mississippi State's outfield for 2025.
Well, and, you know, there's still a guy out there, Mitchell Sanford, that I think the state is in the game for from New Orleans that drastically changes my opinion for this lineup next year if they're able to get him. So I think what you're seeing now is – everything's starting to kind of come together. And for the crowd that just thinks we're negative and all we ever do is talk bad about Mississippi State, this is going to be a good podcast for you people because we are going to give Mississippi State credit when credit is due, and that's what's happening right now. I said a few weeks ago, I really like the guys that they had already picked up if they add a couple of impact bats at least. I think that Ace Reese is one of those guys. If you get one more, now you're cooking on offense. Then you really have a group that I think is going to be consistent 1-9 for the most part. They're going to give you good quality at bats. There's some pop in there. It might not lead the SEC in home runs or anything like that, but I think you'll be one of the tougher lineups to get through in the SEC if they get somebody. Say if they're able to get Mitchell Sanford, I think that lineup today is really, really good. If you somehow get Dante Norrie and or David Mershon back next year, then you're talking about a really, really, really good lineup for Mississippi State. I like this crew. I think they need one more impact guy, a guy that can really swing it. I think Sanford's one of those guys. He can play the outfield, and then they'll be in great shape. But this is kind of what, you know, I asked Chris Lemonis at his last press conference when we were in Virginia, what are you wanting to do in the portal? What are your needs there? And one of the things he said was creating depth offensively. He's already done that now with what he's gotten. Add another guy or two, and I think you're in good shape. But that's what we saw with this offense last year, is that they just didn't have depth. And we every time somebody would say so-and-so needs to sit, take so-and-so out of the lineup, the first response that I had was, who do you put in? There was nobody.
Right.
The only guy that eventually I was just like, it might be time to just let him sit for a game, was Dakota Jordan in the SEC tournament. Mm-hmm. Because it had just gotten to the point where, I mean, those games at that point just didn't really matter, I don't think. Like when you got to the Tennessee game.
Mm-hmm.
So it got to the point where he needed a break. But the rest of the season, you're looking at, like, you know, second base, like, who do you bring in for Larry? Who do you bring in? You know, all the guys on the bench were non-productive, non-threats at the plate, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Ethan Pulliam was the one guy that you brought off the bench that showed a semblance of success, I think, last year. And then, you know, Aaron Downs, for the most part, he had some good moments too. But you just didn't have the depth. And now I think going into next year, you've significantly increased your depth on the offensive side of the ball. Now you have options. That's what Mississippi State was lacking on offense. Credit to Chris Amonis. I think he is starting to round out his offense, filling needs defensively too. And I think it's been I think the effort has been to find guys that are going to battle at the plate, that they're not going to strike out a ton, because that was a problem for them last year. And it's been, not that you're overlooking power, but that is not as much a priority for you next year as making sure that guys are putting together quality at bats and making pitchers work.
What feels like the more likely scenario for you for Mississippi State, that this Mitchell Samford commits to Mississippi State, or that they miss out on him, but Dante Norey decides to come to Mississippi State?
I would say that there's a better shot of getting Samford at this point. I think they're very much in the game for him. I think there's a lot of people after him, and this is a big battle, like a lot of guys that they've had to battle for. But I would feel more confident in them landing him than I would Dante at this stage, just because it's just hard for me to believe that Norey is going to turn down the draft. I think he's going to be drafted in the first two rounds, at the latest, the third round. And it's hard for me to imagine him coming to school, but, you know, we've seen guys like that, maybe not as highly ranked as him, but we've seen some guys that have come to school after being ranked fairly high and being projected fairly high. So I would be surprised at this point if Dante came to school, but Samford, I think Mississippi State's firmly in the game for him. Mm-hmm.
I think one other thing that, you know, when I look at this team next year and what I think they're going to look like, we've mentioned it before, Ross Highfield coming back. I don't know about him as the catcher coming off that arm injury, but if it appears like Mississippi State feels like he's going to be the catcher, because they haven't gone after a guy or haven't been able to get a guy in the portal.
They've gone after some guys, but I just don't think that catcher is a
– it doesn't feel like it's a priority.
No. Yeah. So, I mean, they obviously feel really good about Ross and, you know, Jackson Owen back there too, and I guess Joe Powell could be back. I don't know what he's going to do. So they obviously feel good about a catcher.
And then I don't think it's a huge leap for a player who was as highly regarded as Dylan Cup to have another offseason to take a big leap forward. You know, we talked a lot about those freshmen and how guys like Spilletta and O'Brien and McKenzie, who's in the portal already, they didn't really show me that, okay, they're going to be huge as a sophomore, right? And we've debated that back and forth. But I saw some things out of Cup, especially in the field. He's elite there. He's fantastic in the field. But I feel like that's a guy that, you know, if you tell me that next year he's hitting between 280 and 300 with, you know, 8 to 10 home runs, I'm not going to be overly surprised by that. That's a guy that I will make a prediction to say, I think he takes a big step forward as a sophomore.
I don't disagree with that at all. I think people get caught up too often in what a player did in one season, and they refuse to believe, either they refuse to believe it or they're just forgetting that players get better.
Yeah.
Players get better.
It does happen. Yes.
Listen to these numbers. 238 batting average, 10 hits, 2 home runs, 277 on base percentage. Do you know who that was?
Say it one more time.
238 batting average, 10 mm-hmm. hits for an entire mm-hmm. season, two home mm-hmm. runs, 277 OBP.
As a freshman?
Well, no, his first year with State.
Brent Rooker.
No, this was Connor Hyzak.
Ah, okay.
First year on campus. That's Connor Struggle. Hyzak as a junior? Was it sophomore or junior?
Junior.
This year, I don't 325.
Know. I don't know what anybody's eligibility is anymore, man.
Yeah, I know. This year, 325 average, up almost 100 points. Now, let's clarify, he started the entire season. He didn't start in 2023, but just showing you the difference. 325, 9 homers, 49 RBI, had 40 more RBI, had 7 more home runs. His OBP was up to 413 this year. He was State's best hitter in SEC play. Are you going to tell me that guy didn't make a leap from one year to the next? And that's going from a sophomore to, or a, I guess a junior to a senior from year 2 to year 3 or year 3 to year 4.
Yeah.
So just to think these guys are not, and people have the same idea about Ross Highfield. Mm-hmm. You know, Ross Highfield was a true freshman that virtually, essentially, he beat out Luke Hancock at catcher, who was mm-hmm. the captain of the team. As a true freshman, he became the starting catcher for Mississippi State. And I know that there were some major, you know, ups and downs. I know he had a high strikeout rate. Batting average wasn't great. The kid hit 9 home runs as a true freshman in the SEC. That should mean something. And this is going to be year 3 for him. I know he was off last year. But to think that this kid's not going to make some kind of jump, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I believe he's going to be a much better catcher and a much better hitter in year 3 than he was in year 1. I don't think that's a stretch. So, you know, just to go ahead and just cancel him out, I don't get it. There's a lot of guys like that. You know, I think you got a chance to see Nolan Stevens make a huge jump in mm-hmm. year 2. Ethan Pulliam's going to get better.
I feel like Stevens is a guy that if he concentrates on playing in the field and concentrates on the plate and gets away from the mound, I think that's where the biggest jump for him can happen. Because I don't – maybe I'm letting that 11th inning in Oxford sort of poison my mind a little bit. But, you know, he had one really good outing this year as a pitcher, and that was against LSU. The rest of the time, he looked like a true freshman out there. I think his future is a lot more in the field and at the plate.
And you mentioned Brent Rooker. He didn't even play his first year.
Yeah.
On campus, you know, in 284 second year. So, and I'm not going to make any projections that Nolan Stevens is the next Brent Rooker, but he's got tools like that.
Mm.
A lefty bat that can really stroke it. A guy that I think is going to be, you know, if you want to continue to pitch with him, I think he can still help you out. We saw plenty from him this year that says he's got some good stuff. I'm not ready to kind of end his career there either. But Nolan Stevens batted 269 this year when he had his opportunities. He had some big moments and just some big-time power from the left side. I think that he has a chance to really, really make that step next year and help Mississippi State out. I would be surprised if he doesn't emerge as a starter. But there's a bunch of guys like that. I think people were throwing in the towel too quickly on this roster.
Mm-hmm.
Just because some of these guys didn't show it this year, or at least not consistently, get better from one year to the next. Well, let's see what happens. And with the guys they're bringing in, I think I'm much more higher on this offense in the last couple of days, or this team as a whole, than mm-hmm. I have been the last few weeks.
And that was really all it was going to take, right? Was just to get some positive momentum. You know, you pick up a couple of guys. It looks like you might get a couple of more. And then, you know, it turns around. That's how quickly fortunes can change in the recruiting game.
What happened for Chris Jans?
Exactly. It's one of those things where, you know, everything's kind of fluid, right? It's like, you know, if we do a podcast every day. So the news can be bad on Monday and good on Friday. And, you know, I'll change my opinion as the news comes in. You know, so that's kind of where we were a week ago. And even then I was just like, look, I'm going to let it play out. I don't really want to make predictions because I missed so badly last year. And now this year, you know, this week has been a good week for Mississippi State baseball. They'd like to continue it. They'd like to get a couple more guys in. And if they can do that, then you're putting together a team that can be right where it was last year, competing for a host spot, maybe even a little bit better if you get a couple of guys to develop the way that we're talking about. And we haven't even mentioned, like, from a pitching perspective, if Pico Khan is going to be, you know, your Saturday or Sunday guy, that's probably a pretty good setup. We haven't talked about this Pruitt kid who came in from Indiana State. He is a guy that, I mean, again, his numbers look really good on paper. Indiana State was a good baseball team a season ago. We all talked about them as being a potential host. And, you know, with Justin Parker there, you feel like he's going to get the best out of him. His resume on paper is far more impressive than Kyle Stevens was. And yet, you know, you saw what Steven was able to do here at Mississippi State. So that's a guy who maybe can be a rotation piece for Mississippi State. I think Pico will be. And then if you ever get anything out of maybe like a Bradley Lofton, I mean, I know the talent is there with that kid. So I feel like they need one more guy, and I don't know who that's going to be. I know they've swung and missed on some front end of the rotation guys, but there's still some good names out there as well.
Well, here's the thing that's really impressed me with the staff this offseason is the willingness to keep going and keep trying to find the next guy. I think that's something that hindered them the last 2 years. I feel like they had their eggs in the basket, and when they missed on a guy, they were just content with what they had. I think Chris deserves a lot of credit of continuing to go after and shooting their shots with these players because they've gone after some big fish. It might not be out there publicly. I know they don't like it getting out and all that stuff, but we know that they've gone after some big fish. They've missed on a lot of them, and they've also hit on a couple of them too. So I like the fact that they're doing that. And Justin Parker too, same thing. He's going after some big names at pitcher. I think there's and that's another thing. I think people threw in the towel too early on the players that were in the portal. Mm-hmm. Like there was only a handful of players. There's a ton of guys in the portal and more that are going in. State still has a chance to fill all their needs with quality players. And this is a really good example here.
Yeah, I do feel if State were able to land one of those really big fish, that would totally change the perception of this class. But we'll see if that
We're basically at the point now, and here's the thing about the guy they just landed and Jacob Pruitt. I think he was injured a little bit last year, but when he was in there, it was really good for Indiana State. Like you said, that was a good team, a team that was going to host had they not lost in their conference tournament.
Yes.
And he was one of their best pitchers, had around a 3 earned run average, solid strikeout to walk ratio. I love this guy from, you know, a mechanical standpoint and what he's got. I do wonder about the size and like how he can carry himself throughout the rigors of an SEC season if he's a starter. But when he's in the game, I love the stuff. Sinker ball pitcher. How many times did I talk about that last year? Not this past year, but the year before when State was struggling to throw strikes. Just having a guy that could seek contact, weak contact, ground balls. Tyson Harden did a lot of good things that in that way this year. I think this guy can do that. Great slider. I love his stuff. I think he's going to be able to help Mississippi State right away. This is a really good get. You get another guy like this, and I think that State can be a strong pitching staff once again because I like some of the guys they're bringing back. I like a few of the guys they're bringing in. I don't think they need a complete overhaul at pitcher. I think they just need 3 or 4 impact arms. You got one of them. Can you get 2 more? Can you get one, you know, frontline starter or weekend starter and add in another bullpen piece? I think that takes you to the next level. You do that, you get 2 more really good pitchers, you get quite possibly the Sanford kid. It's game on. I think the roster has been rebuilt and you're ready to roll.
Yeah, I agree with you. But still got those pieces to bring in. So we'll see how, you know, we'll have to monitor that over the next week. Again, today, July 3rd, as we record, that's a good day for Mississippi State. July 8th may not be. So You know, if the message never changes, that can be a problem sometimes. You know, sometimes are good days, sometimes you have bad days. So today's a good day for Mississippi State as they continue to try to rebuild and get this team back, and this program back where it belongs among the elite of college baseball. Let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. I'm cooking steaks tonight, Robbie. That's going to be a good night for the Hey Dads. They're going to be very happy campers when I get going. And, of course, you know, it's all about beef, guys. When you go to the grocery store, I can't believe the amount of selections they have there at the grocery store. And that's just I just go to Kroger, man. I'm not even going to a fancy, you know, place. We're just talking about a place where you can go and get fantastic selections to throw on the grill when we're talking about beef. So do it this 4th of July, this weekend. Enjoy beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for, and you are looking for it. You are wanting to eat great, and you are wanting to enjoy a great time. The Two Brothers is going to provide that for you every single time out. And, of course, if you don't want the Two Brothers Smoked Meats, if you don't want to enjoy a meal there, just head down the way a little bit to the Older Brother and get yourself fancy sandwich. They are delicious. I haven't been back since I first went. I need to go again. Make that happen very, very soon. Enjoy a great meal at Two Brothers Smoked Meats or at the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise to you, I will deliver it to you. I won't. Not me personally. But they will deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 49 years. 49 years of taking care of their customers and taking care of the people who matter to them, because it's all about service after the sale. Anybody can sell you something. Anybody can give you a great price on quality merchandise, which is what you're going to get with Advantage Business Systems. But who is there after the sale is made? Who's giving you a 1-800 number to call and saying, hey, call this call center where you're going to be on hold for 45 minutes, and then they'll set up an appointment with some guy who maybe can be there in a week to 10 days. Can your business wait a week to 10 days if your copier goes down, your printers go down? No, you can't. That's why you got to deal with Advantage Business Systems. They can take care of your problems a lot of times the exact same day, because they're in Mississippi just like you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you head to the ballpark, before you head to the stadium, before you head to the hump, wherever it is, before you go there, you got to go to Maroon & Co. If you need MSU gear, you're going to get it at Maroon & Co. when you're in Starkville. They have a selection like nobody else, unique items, the logos that you want. And the best thing of all is we're going to save you a little money. The promo code is THUNDER15, 15% off regular priced items. Some exclusions do apply. Before you're at Davis Wade this fall, make sure you are at Maroon & Co. Well, it can't all be good news, I guess, Robbie. Mississippi State took a little bit of bad recruiting news on Wednesday on the football side of things when Cortez Thomas, the four-star defensive back out of Holmes County Central High School, who has long been rumored to be a Mississippi State lean, decided to commit to Ole Miss on Wednesday. So, Robbie, I'm completely done with Jeff Lebby, and I think they should fire him.
Yeah, I've seen similar sentiments.
He's got to go.
There's like no in between on these. Like, Jeff Lebby needs a lifetime contract last week, and this week he can't do it. He can't.
And it's Ole Miss more than anything, right? It's like if Thomas commits to Alabama or Florida State or whatever, everybody's like, well. But because
it's absolutely Miss, because it's like, Ole Miss.
What? Now that being said, and I know that this is a recruitment that's not over by any stretch of the imagination. You texted me. We were in our group text. You texted me something, but then you sent that tweet, and I was at the grocery store, and I was just looked at it for a second, and then I was going back my shopping, and I was like, wait a minute. And I went back and thought, I was like, wait, what? He went to Ole Miss? I was shocked. This is a surprise, if nothing else, though, Robbie.
Yeah, no, we knew that Ole Miss was in the game for him, and they had his attention, and it wasn't like a good thing for Mississippi State, but it's kind of similar to Tyler Lockhart with me. I just don't think that it's over. And it's not like me being delusional. It's the fact that Mississippi State has had so much success at Holmes County. I just refuse to believe that it just ends in July for this kid. I don't think that it's over by any means. I think this is going to be something that is going to be a fight until signing day. And I'm not going to make any bold predictions that State is – he's absolutely going to end up at State. But I can make a prediction that this is not over, that he's going to continue to visit Mississippi State. He's going to continue to hear from the home – there's three Holmes County guys, four maybe on the roster. Is that right? No, I guess there's three.
Kamari Rogers, Joseph Head, there's another one.
Terrence Hibbler,
just three, yeah.
I guess it's three, yeah.
Yeah.
But still, and, you know, it's just a very MSU-friendly place, and he's going to be over here. He's going to see his former teammates over here. He's going to be here a lot. Anybody just taking victory laps and thinking this thing is a done deal is fooling themselves. I think that State's going to continue to be in the game for him. And just let it play out. That's what I say about all these in-state kids. Tyler Lockhart committed out of nowhere to Auburn. Usually when that stuff happens, when these guys commit out of nowhere and it's a big surprise, it usually, you know, it's going to come back. You know, I have a hard time believing that this is just going to be a quick and easy deal and he's just going to end up at Ole Miss. And we knew that Ole Miss was going to make a play like this because they've been struggling in high school recruiting the last couple of weeks. They lost basically all of their major commitments outside of the two guys that they have brothers on the team.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew they were going to – this is, you know, tell as old as time. We knew something like this was going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
And it did. And there's probably going to be another guy – I'm sure. I mean, that's how it works. It works in like two or threes.
It looks like LaDarian Clardy is that guy, but that's the guy that I wasn't expecting at Mississippi State. I thought he would end up at Florida State. So if that's, I mean, that'll be a good pickup for them if it sticks. But at the same time,
yeah,
that's
not really again. Yeah. That's another one. We'll see if it sticks. That's a Florida guy.
Yeah.
Has ties to Florida State. You know, just like the guys that they had committed that went somewhere else. I mean, sometimes this stuff is just purely a momentum thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they just do it for momentum and they don't care if they sign or not. They obviously want them to sign, but it is a momentum thing. They got it. They have to do something to get some of that momentum back. And I think that's what's happening right now is they're going all in on some of these guys, trying to get them to commit to get that summertime momentum because it has not been a good last couple of weeks. I'm encouraging people to, if you get your blood pressure high over recruiting in June and July, then you are killing yourself. So calm down. Take a breath.
Okay. I feel better now.
Enjoy your smoked meats today.
Yeah. So you're doing fish fry today, right?
Absolutely.
All right. I'm moving my brother.
As we speak, my
ribs.
My fish is thawing, and you know, when people are listening to this tomorrow, I'll probably be getting the grease hot, and we'll be getting ready to roll.
My grease stays hot, Robbie, when Jeff Lebby misses out on recruits.
I see. There are people that they absolutely cannot handle Mississippi State losing something, whether recruiting or what, to Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And when it happens, they lose all sense of reality.
Great, but there is some definitely some overreaction happening right now. There's no question about that. All right. No show tomorrow. Robbie and I are going to enjoy the 4th with our families. We'll be back on Monday for another great week here as we get ready to start preparing for SEC Media Day. So that's only 2 weeks away at this point. I guess at this point a week and some change away. So we'll talk a little about that. I guess we'll find out who State's sending. I have no clue who they're going to send. No clue who it's going to be. I mean, I think Chapin will go, but I don't know.
Does it usually take this long?
Well, I mean, I don't think it does. Normally they're out a little bit earlier, but at the same time, Robbie, nobody is announced. So it's not like, you know, sometimes we have problems with Mississippi State, like what's taking so long? This is a conference-wide thing. So maybe they were waiting. You know, Texas and Oklahoma just joined the conference officially Monday. Maybe they were waiting to get them in officially and make those decisions then. I don't know the answer, though. But we'll find out all that stuff next week. Also, next Friday, don't forget, Robbie and I will be in Bay Springs, Mississippi at Big O's for the final stop on the Thunder and Lightning Catfish Tour. By the way, if you are a former Mississippi State athlete and you live in the Bay Springs area, hit us up. We'd love to talk to you.
Boy, we're gonna be tired. We come back from Dallas, mm-hmm. and then the next day we go to. That's 2 weeks.
That's 2 weeks. So that's This is my week.
I got my whole.
Yeah, you got. Well, you're off there. Next Thursday, I'll be in Hernando for the Palmer Home Radiothon. Then on Friday, we're in Bay Springs. And then Sunday, I'll have Saturday off. Sunday, I'll drive to Memphis to fly to Dallas, where I will be for 4 days.
Oh, you get to fly, huh?
I do get to fly, apparently. That's where we are today. I don't know for sure. And then come back Thursday night. Friday, all day, PlayStation 5, EA College Football 25. And then we go from there. And then next, two Wednesdays from now, I will be in Nashville with you, watching a 20-foot-high steel cage come lowering down.
That's correct.
There you go. All right.
You are correct, sir.
Guys, have a great 4th. We'll talk to you next week. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Wolfpack is back, cause I'm mass destruction. Can't you see it? The bad boys are wrestling. Testing competition, win the war, that's their mission. Not no mercy, see the rain start the streak. If you don't know, you better find out the Wolfpack. Here to prove a point, number one, just believe that you don't want to tussle with them. I'll be here for them, come in the ring with them, you're never walking out again. Don't turn your back on the Wolfpack.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.